I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Israel's ruling Kadima Party plans to elect a new leader later this month. The current one is Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, and he's stepping down in the midst of a corruption scandal. In fact, reports in Israel say police officials may soon recommend that Olmert be indicted. The frontrunner to succeed Ehud Olmert is his foreign minister, Tzipi Livni. Linda Gradstein sent us this profile from Jerusalem.
In many ways, Tzipi Livni is the opposite of Ehud Olmert. Olmert is known for his expensive tastes and his lavish spending, and he doesn't always spend his own money, according to the allegations against him. Olmert is warm, a backslapping kind of guy. Livni, on the other hand, is seen as cold and all business. And critics say she lacks the security experience to be prime minister. Still, she's been dubbed Mrs. Clean, and commentator Stuart Schaffman says Israelis seem eager for something different.
We've had so many people who have grown fat and prosperous in public office. She radiates a certain kind of austerity, which is not 100% a great thing. In other words, it would be nice to see her crack a joke more often. But overall, I think she is perceived as a fresh alternative to what we've had.
The 50-year-old Livni is a relative newcomer to Israeli politics. She was elected to the Knesset in 1995 as a member of the right-wing Likud party. 10 years later, Livni defected and joined then-Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in founding the centrist Kadima party. It called for Israel to withdraw from most of the West Bank and Gaza and create a Palestinian state there. For Livni, support for a two-state solution was a dramatic shift. She'd been raised in one of what are called Israel's fighting families. Her father, Eitan Livni, was the chief operations officer of the militant underground movement, the Irgun, which fought in the 30s and 40s for Jewish control over all of Palestine. But Livni says she came to believe that Israel could not continue to be a democracy and a Jewish state while maintaining control over the West Bank and Gaza.
Since we need to keep these values of Israel as democracy and Jewish state living together and not in contradiction, we decided that the best thing to do is to have another state which represents the aspiration of the others.
As foreign minister, Livni also became the primary negotiator with the Palestinians. She's met almost weekly with Chief Palestinian Negotiator Ahmed Korea. The Palestinians describe her as tough. For example, she's refused to consider allowing Palestinian refugees to return to what is today Israel. She's been more flexible on the issue of the future borders of a Palestinian state. And Israeli media reports say the two sides are close to an agreement on the issue.
The idea of two states for two peoples living side by side in peace and security is an Israeli interest. It represents not only the current government policy, but almost the entire Israeli people.
Livni is often compared here to another influential woman in foreign policy, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. They're both powerful, articulate women in their 50s, and they've developed a close friendship of late. Livni says she's ready to be prime minister, and she says she hopes to sign an agreement with the Palestinians that would lead to an independent Palestinian state. But she says these things take time, and it would be a mistake to move too fast. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.